at Fenway Park in Boston. It was supposed to be a banner season, the ballpark's 100th anniversary. But the Red Sox are stuck in the basement of their division. They've lost 11 of their last 12 home games. And that is jeopardizing a major league record, the sellout record. Ever since 2003, the Sox have sold out Fenway Park for every game, 727 consecutive games. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
You don't normally see scalpers outside Fenway like this guy.
Great box seats, great price, blow face.
Ken Samuelian is a banker. He's a season ticket holder and never used to have any problem unloading extras. But here he is before last night's game, still wearing his suit from work, but no takers.
I don't know what they did with this team this year, but boy, they really laid an egg. Great box seats, great price.
He's not the only one here shaking his head at how demand to see games is falling. Chip Case is a Red Sox fan and a renowned economist. He's never seen ticket resale prices here drop this low.
Even last year during the fade, when they weren't very popular, you found them selling for 1.5 or 2 times face value. And now I have $130 tickets, and come here to buy those same tickets, you probably get them for $20, maybe $10.
Some tickets sold for less than $4 yesterday. That's less than half the cost of a beer at the ballpark. Not exactly comforting to Brian Matt. The CEO of a local company spent $57,000 this season for a set of premium tickets.
Now I can't even give some of them away. I have a whole staff of 35 people here, and does anybody want tickets? No, not really.
Matt's glad he split the ticket package with a couple of friends before the season started.
It's hard to fall in love with this team.
This season's lackluster performance is endangering the record streak of sold-out games.
This streak is a fragile thing, and it will end at some point.
Sam Kennedy is a top Red Sox executive. He has it easier than his counterparts at other ballparks because Fenway has fewer seats, around 37,000. Kennedy expects the streak to continue for months at least, partly thanks to fans who bought tickets before the season while they were still optimistic, and tourists who want to see a game during Fenway Park's century season.
For people to suggest that we would just give away tickets to get to a certain sellout metric or level is silly. We don't do that. We won't do that.
While many Sox fans take pride in the streak, there are at least some who wouldn't mind seeing it come to an end.
Maybe this is the year that we'll go to at least a game and maybe a couple of games.
Leslie McPherson-Artinian hasn't taken her family to a game for the past 6 years. At an average Fenway ticket price of more than $50, it's just been too expensive. She remembers going to games with her parents. She's been a fan ever since 1967 when she was 7 years old and the Red Sox went to the World Series.
It's the background noise of my life, and I wish we could go to more games just so it could be that way for my boys, too.
This season, her wish is coming true. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.